Chair of the 82nd session of the Working Party, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Madam Chair, I have the honor of delivering this statement on behalf of the Group of Latin America and Caribbean Countries, GRULAC. At the outset, GRULAC members of the Group of 77 in China wish to align themselves with the statement delivered by Afghanistan on behalf of the G77 in China. The GRULAC group wishes to congratulate you on your election as chair of the 82nd session of the Working Party. We also extend congratulations to Ms. Alison Urquizo of Peru, a fellow GRULAC member state, on her election as vice chair cum rapporteur. We also wish to thank you, Madam Durant, for your presentation on the technical cooperation activities undertaken by UNCTAD in 2020. It was warmly welcomed. Madam Chair, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about excessive pressure on production and trade in developing countries and LDCs, which has impacted UNCTAD's technical cooperation activities in our countries. Additionally, correlated with the onset of the pandemic, the group notes the 28% decline in the overall funding to UNCTAD, which has also impacted the organization's technical cooperation activities for the most vulnerable developing countries. Notwithstanding the pressures posed by the pandemic and the subsequent decline in funding, the GRULAC notes the commitment made by UNCTAD to adjust its work program in order to mitigate these challenges and deliver its technical cooperation projects in a flexible, agile, and innovative manner. This adjustment has been vital in supporting developing countries to recover from the pandemic while steadily progressing towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. We note in particular the work UNCTAD has done in delivering advisory services and capacity building activities in a hybrid format in order to offset the negative impacts of travel restrictions on operational activities. Madam Chair, in this regard, the group continues to express its gratitude for UNCTAD's technical cooperation activities and appreciates its collaborative work with the UN, with other UN entities to deliver a One UN response to the COVID-19 crisis. Our group also takes note of the position of the positive responses from the Office of Internal Oversight Services on the evaluation of UNCTAD's function and the relevance of the organization's projects. Our group considers evaluations as essential to the continuous improvement and function of UNCTAD's work, and we share similar concerns from the evaluation about the sustainability of results in UNCTAD's projects. As such, we support follow-up projects be developed by UNCTAD based on positive results from the pilot development account projects to fill this gap. This is of particular importance for our group, since members noted that UNCTAD provides key support for developing countries, especially the most vulnerable ones, and remains the choice organization for policy and capacity building support. In this regard, sustainably designed projects will be essential in the long-term development goals of our members, and we count on the UNCTAD Secretariat and the evaluation team to take note of the concerns raised by members. Madam Chair, while we face some challenges in the road ahead, the GRULAC remains hopeful that a stronger UNCTAD will arise as a result of UNCTAD 15. As such, the preparatory sessions will be an essential forum for preliminary discussions as the Secretariat prepares its budget cycle for 2023. In this regard, we will be engaging with the officials representing the various subprograms to ensure that they take into account the views of GRULAC member states in preparation for review by the Working Party session in January. In closing, Madam Chair, GRULAC would like to reiterate that we remain committed to the work of UNCTAD in expanding the capabilities of developing countries and least developed countries through a multilateral approach. The group supports the ongoing technical cooperation initiatives put forward by UNCTAD as developing countries continue to recover economically from the COVID-19 pandemic, and we look forward to future projects from UNCTAD that support in sustaining economic recovery. We thank you, Chair.